it's as if the legislature is unhappy with the judiciary, which I think would probably be a fair statement. And so it's like, okay, well, we've seen historically that the legislature can, you know, put its finger on the scales and sort of shift things around. Let's start doing that. And so we've seen, particularly after Governor Cooper was elected, which meant that any vacancy at the appellate level would be filled by the governor, we've seen the legislature either enacting or proposing a variety of changes that I think the only fair assessment would be to make the court system and the judges more inclined to the legislature's positions than contrary to them.
Right, but you're conservative and you're Republican, and yet you're not a fan of what the current legislature is doing with regards to changing judicial elections in a way that would benefit your party as a Republican.
Yeah, because I mean, having spent 18 years as a judge, I have great appreciation for the hard decisions, whether it's at the trial level where you're dealing with an equitable distribution of a prominent couple's properties or son of an elected official who's, you know, in trouble. I mean, there are always these pressures, and you got to be able to step away from those pressures and say, all right, I got to make this decision in a silo, literally, and whatever the consequences are, I've got to do it.
You know, at the last time that we spoke actually on the phone, it was because they had wanted you to go home from the convention.
Well, I did go home from the convention.
I had to kind of refresh my memory on what was going on with
Well, I was a delegate. I was Kasich's co-chair here in North Carolina. I wanted to go vote for Kasich. And I had said prior to the primary in North Carolina that I would not support Trump under any circumstances. And so when I got to the convention, you media types, first thing you do is ask me, well, you still agree with that? And and I said, yeah, I told you then, I'm telling you now.
We stirred up the problem.
Yeah, it's actually that got back to the party chairman and executive director, and they said, we're going to hold your credentials, you know, if you're going to be out here saying you're not going to support the nominee. And I said, fine, hold them for as long as you want. I'm going back to North Carolina.
Since I'm one of those media types that likes to stir things up, how do you feel about Trump these days? Any change in your opinion?
Yeah, it's gotten worse. I mean, it's in my opinion. I mean, it's just mind-boggling the state of, you know, what's going on in the country, in the world, in large part because of the way he's conducted his presidency. I mean, I certainly was willing, you know, when he was elected, to say, okay, I hope he's successful because that means it's good for the country.
Right.
You know, now, I mean, I don't think he's done anything from a successful standpoint. He's always, you know, trying to divide people and belittle people. And Senator Jeff Flake, when he announced that he was not going to run for reelection, a very, very conservative Republican from Arizona, you know, he was asked, you know, is the president a role model? And he and Bob Corker both said, absolutely not. And I think about my children and grandchildren. Are there any characteristics or qualities of Donald Trump that I would want my children or grandchildren to emulate? And the truth is, I can't think of a single one, which is a pretty sad commentary on the state of things.
What's a Republican to do? You know, what? You know, he's your best chance, if you're a Republican, of getting some of the bills that you want passed. Right. So where does a Republican go from here?
I think that is one of the biggest questions out there. For people like me, we're sitting around waiting to see what Kasich and Flake and Corker and a few others are willing to do in regard to 2020. You know, will there be a significant primary challenge if Trump runs for reelection? Will there be an independent third party effort, which is a big leap, but I think it just gets tougher and tougher. And since I'm in Western North Carolina, I have to say, you know, my great-grandfather, who was a farmer in Henderson County, refused to fight for the Confederacy, went over the mountains and fought for the Union. He went over to East Tennessee and joined the Union Army and came back a Lincoln Republican. So I like to think that my Republican roots run deep, but these are very difficult times for those of us who I describe as mountain Republicans.